Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kalayim Tez Zayin, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with the brand new halacha, halacha Dalid, and in the Vilna Surah Sadaf, it's near the top of Tes Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sarabas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now let's say a person has two fields planted near each other. Let's say wheat and barley. There needs to be a roiva in between them, which is 10 and a quarter amos, in order that they're not considered kelayim. And now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, who writes his last day, who meshar mikol min, someone who wants to make his field different rows of different minim, which means every row in his field is going to have a different min planted in it. So over here, we do not have to have a distance of 10 amos in between them, because we're just talking about a row. There needs to be less. How much space is necessary? Beishamay says, shloisha tolamim shel pasiach, three rows of pasiach. Pasiach literally means of opening, which means when he starts plowing his field, this is how wide the row is, and he needs the width of three of these rows in between each row that he's planting. Now, how much space is that? It's about two amos. Ubeis Hillel, Ubeis Hillel says, Molei ha'oil ha'sharoni, he needs the width of a yoke that comes from the Sharon area, and the Mishnah clarifies, Ukrivin divrei elu, lias kedivrei elu, the words of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are very similar to each other, which means that we basically need to have two amos in between each row. So if he wants to plant a row of barley and a row of wheat in his field, he has to have two amos in between these rows. Now the Gemara tells us, Reb Zeira says, the name Reb Elazar, who says, B'shem Reb Chiya Ruba, Oysa shtei amos al shtei amos, umetzer v'hoylech afilu kol shehu. It doesn't have to be this width of two amos in between the rows through the entire length of the row. He just has to have two amos by two amos, and then he can continue narrowing this gap up until the two rows meet up at a kol shehu at a point. In other words, all he has to do is plow the width of two amos for a depth or a length of two amos into the field, and then once he has his 2x2 amma patch in the beginning of these two rows of, let's say, wheat and barley, he doesn't have to continue plowing this 2 amma width throughout. He can allow that 2 amma width to begin narrowing until it reaches a point, meaning some of that 2 ammas is allowed to have more of one of the minim planted in it. And just to provide a general visual of this, take a look at the words of your Gemara. And even though these words are arranged in a rectangle, let's just imagine that it's a square that's 2x2 amos. And then take a look at the top right-hand side where we have the first word on the amud. That word is keahi. So start drawing an imaginary line from there towards the top left of the page, then have it meet up all the way at the top of the page with an imaginary line that you draw from the word hayu, which is the last word on that top line. These two imaginary lines that you're drawing are meeting up at a point, and that means that the whole area above this diagonal imaginary line that you drew is allowed to have a min planted in it, even though there isn't two amos in between them. Because again, you started out the row by having this 2x2 amos space, and that's sufficient. Now we have a qualification of this. Rabbi Yonah says, Hadad Tamar Basu Meisharin Meisharin. This is only we're talking about planting individual rows of different minim. Aval basuya meshar echad loy bada. But he's only going to plant one row, so this is not the halacha. What does that mean, planting one row? So let's say he has a full field of wheat, and next to that field of wheat, he wants to plant one row of barley. It would not be sufficient just to have two amos in between them. He would have to have that full roiva, that full 10 amos, in between his field of wheat and the one row of barley. I think where it continues, Vase kai d'am Rabbi Yanai, this goes like what Rabbi Yanai said, Yochana zarechelki, I can plant my field chamshin minin with 50 different types of minim. That's talking about where he has rows that are 50 amos long. How does he plant 50 minim? Esun v'chamisha mikah, v'esun v'chamisha mikah. 25 on this side and 25 on that side, which means he begins two rows. In row A, he plants one min. In row B, he plants another min, and there's two amos in between those two minim, obviously. And then he measures a distance of two amos into the row and then plants another two separate minim, and then measures a distance of another two amos and plants another two minim. And he does this for a total of 25 minim on this side and 25 minim on that side. So every single min has a distance of two amos to the one across from it and the one behind it and the one in front of it. But now the Gemara asks three questions, and the proper gears of the first one is as follows. Is this even by two fields? What does that mean by two fields? So as we said, if a person has two fields, let's say wheat and barley, there has to be a full 10 amos in between them. But here's the question. Is he allowed to measure a distance of 4 amos from his field of wheat and then plant a row of wheat, and then measure a distance of 4 amos from his field of barley and plant a row of barley? And that means that in between this row of wheat and barley, there's 2 amos, and that technically should be okay because we have two rows that have a distance of 2 amos in between them. Or perhaps we would say not like that. Perhaps we would view the row of wheat as just an extension of the field of wheat and the row of barley as an extension of the field of barley. And that means that there's less than 10 amos in between these fields. That's question number one. Question number two, tezayinu beis on top. Me'ata, now that we say this, and we're going to explain this in a moment, afilu beinu lebein chaveri mutter, would it be permitted to plant in between his and his friends? Now, what's this referring to? So later on, we're going to learn that if Shimon has a field of wheat, Reuven is allowed to plant a row of barley right next to it because it's clear that these are two separate owners and it's not Kalayim. Now, the question is, once Reuven planted his barley, is he allowed to plant a row of wheat two amos away, even though he has his own field of wheat within 10 amos? Perhaps we would view these two rows, one of barley and one of wheat, as not connected to his field because they're in such close proximity to Shimon's. Or perhaps since he's planting the row of wheat within 10 amos of his own wheat field, it's viewed as an extension of his own wheat field and it would be usur because it's being planted too close to his row of barley. And last question is, af b'churva kein, would we say the same thing by a churva? Take out the word ay, what's this case of churva? Yeva kai da'am Reish Lakish b'shem Chizkiah, would we say like what Reish Lakish says in the name of Chizkiah, Reish Tar haba mi'churva mutter, that a Reish Tar that's coming from a churva is mutter? Now we've had this halacha from Reish Lakish before. Reish Lakish had told us that if we have a whole field of wheat, we're allowed to plant a kernel of barley right next to that field of wheat, even though there's no gap in between, because we could view it as a Reish Tar. We could view it as if it's the tip of a row of barley. And again, even though there isn't a whole row of barley, there's just one kernel of barley here, since the whole area on the sides and behind this barley kernel is completely empty, is a churva, he technically could plant a row of barley coming in from a diagonal angle or coming in from the side. So that's why I view this kernel of barley as Reish Tar and it's permitted. So the question is, are we able to do that over here when we're dealing with just one row? He has one row of wheat. Is he allowed to plant a kernel of barley right next to that row of wheat without a two amma gap? And as long as there's enough empty field, there's enough churva near this kernel of barley that he technically could plant a row of barley in a way that there would be two ammas in between the beginning of this row of barley and his row of wheat. And as we said in Amud Aleph, the tip of this row of barley would be allowed to meet up with the row of wheat. That was our imaginary line we had drawn at the top of the Gemara in Amud Aleph. And perhaps that's permitted or perhaps not. But now the Gemara continues with another shita. Rebbe disagrees with Beisham and Beis Hillel and says that it's not enough to have two amos in between these two rows of different minim. And he requires a full base raiva, a full 10 amos in between these individual rows. However, he is makel, like we were makel in the beginning of the Gemara, that they are allowed to meet up at somewhat of a point. And here's a clarification of his shita. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, maschel base raiva, he would have to start out that the distance between these two rows is a full base raiva, a full 10 amos, umetzer v'hoylech, but then he's allowed to start narrowing it in until the distance between the two rows is this 3 talam of pasiach, which means the distance between the two rows is 2 amas. So now the Gemara Sanshit is Rabbanon, and this is the proper girsa. V'les le'le Rabbanon, t'vua b'tvua base raiva. Don't the Rabbanon hold that when we have two different types of grain planted near each other, we have to have a full base raiva, a full 10 amas in between them? So the Gemara answers, taman b'meruba. That's talking about when we're dealing with a meruba, which means a field. When we have two fields of different minim near each other, there has to be 10 amas in between them. But v'kan b'meshar. Over here, we're talking about rows. As we've been saying, we're makel when we have two different rows, there only has to be 2 amas in between them, not 10. And now we flip the question onto Rebbe. The proper girsa is v'les l'Rebbe meshar. Rebbe doesn't hold to this concept of meshar, that if we're dealing with two different minim being planted in two different rows, that we don't need such a big distance and it doesn't need to be 10 amos. So the answer is on Rav Yudan tells us, soif meshar l'Rebbe, tchilas meshar l'Rabbanan. Rebbe holds that this din of 2 amos is referring to the end of the row, whereas the Rabbanan hold that this din of 2 amos is at the beginning of the row, as we had explained previously on Amud Aleph, that we only need to have a 2 amma gap in between these two rows for the first 2 amas of depth, but past that 2 amas, it's allowed to narrow to a point. Whereas Rebbe says that this kula of 2 amas is at the end of the row. In other words, as we had explained, when we have two rows of two separate minim, the beginning of the row needs to be 10 amas apart from each other, and it's only at the end of the row that they're allowed to narrow to a gap of 2 amas. Now we just got one more case. Yudayin Amud Aleph on top, Reb Lazar Shal. Reb Lazar asked the following question. Let's say it was a small field. What does that mean, a small field? So we just said that when a person has these two rows separated by 2 amas, he has to pull out into his field a minimum depth of 2 amas as well before he starts narrowing the point of these fields. Let's say he has a small field, meaning it's short, and he can't plow into it a depth of 2 amas. Is he still allowed to plant 2 rows of different minim? As long as they're 2 amas apart from each other, the length of the field, however long the field is, so maybe that would be okay. The Gemara says, Nishmina Adal, let's learn from the following. Reb Lazar bar Shimon and Abba Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yanuach Amru, both of them said, Bigdaila, when we're dealing with a large field, Chamishim Amos, the necessity to have an open area of 2 Amos in between these rows is for 50 Amos, which means according to this, it's not sufficient just to plow 2 Amos depth into the row and then we could start tapering it off to a point. We have to make sure that we have a space of 2 Amos in between these two rows for a length of 50 Amos into the field. Ubiktanev, if it's a small field, Alpi Ruba, least the majority of the row has to have this two amas in between it. Now, what do we learn from here? Ma'am elu shenasna shir l'gdayla, loy nasna shir l'ktana. Just like these two, they gave a shir for a large field, but they didn't give a shir for a small field. Chachamim shaloy nasna shir l'gdayla, the chachamim that did not give a shir for a large field, loy kol shekin shaloy nu shir l'ktana. Isn't it for sure that they're not going to give a shir for a small field? And we're dealing with a small field, there would not be a necessity to have this two amas in between the two rows to go for a depth of two amas into the field. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.